Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Take 20 with Maddie and Kenzie Ziegler, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, guys. Why do we always feel so awkward when we start these?
I don't know.
But hi.
Well, because how do you start an episode?
Well, hello there. Hey, guys. Welcome back. That situation, I guess. Or maybe it's because I treat it like a YouTube video. Maybe like, hey, guys, welcome back.
Right.
But everyone listening, actually, welcome back. Thanks for joining once again. This is...
Oh, my God. Our dogs are kissing. We have our dogs here with us.
Of course
today.
We do. The special guests always. Imagine we're like, they're the guests today.
Today, I wanted to ask you a few questions because I'm sure everyone already knows. Maddie came out with a movie called The Fallout, and it's on HBO Max, and it was actually number one watched on HBO Max, huh?
Yes, apparently it was like streaming at number one on HBO Max and was like one of the most like number one searched things on the app. So it was pretty insane. It did release a few months ago at South by Southwest, and it won the grand jury prize and like did really well there. So to have that release first be really kind of received pretty well, I was super excited that HBO Max wanted to pick it up, and now it's just been getting a really good response.
I know. And how was the whole process in filming? Because I feel like we haven't talked much about it.
I know, we really haven't. I was still living with you when I was filming it, remember?
Were you?
Yeah, we were still at the old house when I was filming it.
Oh my gosh, it was that long ago.
Mm-hmm. It was literally one of the first productions to start back from since like lockdown.
No way. That's crazy.
Yeah, so we shot it in 2020.
Well, how was it? Like, was it...
I mean,
where did you film it again?
We filmed like literally in the valley and like in Encino and stuff. It took me like 6 minutes to get to work like every day.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, it was such an incredible experience. Obviously, the subject matter, if anyone who doesn't know, it takes place, you know, It's these high school students who share a unique bond, and they kind of go through an experience that happens at the school. There's a tragedy that happens, a school shooting, and it's kind of about the aftermath and dealing with trauma and healing and kind of navigating love and self-discovery and all of these things. So it was definitely a heavy topic and a lot to take on, but ultimately I had an incredible experience and something that I'll never forget, just because Megan Park, the director and writer, she's just absolutely amazing, and Jenna Ortega is just the coolest person ever, and I think so highly of her, and I'm so happy I got to do a project with her, and she's just so incredible in this movie. And it's just cool also, sorry I'm like rambling, but to have like a female led movie, like to have basically all females being at the forefront of this, like all the hair and makeup department, styling, camera operator, director, leads are all women, and it's just really cool to have that, because it's rare to find that sometimes. And yeah,
that's awesome. So I don't remember when you got the part. I remember bits and pieces, but how were you feeling and how did you react to getting the part? Did you get a phone call or?
Yeah, I remember because it was definitely like, I read the script. I was so excited. I was like, wow, I really resonate with this character. That would be just so cool. And then right before I auditioned, Megan, the director, called me to just kind of like brief me and give me some like inspo and like references of like what the movie's going to be like and the character and everything. And so that was already cool because it made me feel more comfortable, like having that little like convo before we started. Conversation. Having that conversation beforehand. And then I went into the audition a few weeks later. Rachel is our manager. She called me and was like, yeah, you got the part. And I was freaking out because it was the easiest yes ever that I've ever said yes to in a project. Well, one of them. And I just because I really just like, I don't know, I connected a lot to the story and it impacted me. And I know that it's going to impact so many people because it's a topic that needs to be talked about more, because it is heavy, but it is the reality of our world. And it's something that hasn't stopped, and it's something that continues to happen, and we need to bring awareness to it.
Of course.
I love that you're like interviewing me right now.
I know, I feel like such, this is like different for me. I like it.
Kenzie the interviewer.
Kenzie.
Kenzie.
So obviously you and Jenna were the leads in this movie. Did you guys connect right away as soon as you guys were on set? Like how was your friendship and how is it now?
Yeah. Well, we were both extremely, we kind of explained this to each other once we first hang out, but we were both really nervous to meet each other just because, I don't know, it's kind of scary, like just hoping that you're going to get along with like your co-star. I don't know. It's just a scary thing. Mm-hmm. And I thought so highly of her, and I really respected her as an actor, and I really loved the previous things. I literally finished watching You season 2 on Netflix and then like got cast and then got the role like a few weeks later. So I was just like, oh my gosh, like I just watched her in a project and she's so amazing. But we both really connected, and we're actually very similar in a lot of ways, pretty like introverted and just like, I don't know, we kind of keep to ourselves. We have the same music taste. Like, it was really cool that we connected on so many things. And so it made the process really amazing when we got to hang out and, like, work together every day. And our birthdays are 3 days apart.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. She's, really? Yeah.
Libra season. Libras.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What would be your dream movie to be in that's out right now? Because, obviously...
Ooh. You know, I haven't even seen this movie yet, but I just know I'd want to be a part of it, is Licorice Pizza, and I need to go see that movie desperately.
Okay, I've been seeing that, but I thought
we should go watch it together, because I literally need to go with someone.
What is it about?
You just need to watch the trailer.
Okay.
Bradley Cooper's in it. You know the band, I don't know if it's Haim or Haim, the Haim sisters, like it's like three sisters, but one of the sisters is the lead in the movie.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like she just acts in it. It's pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is there another one? Would you? Okay. I've always wanted to know this though. Would you ever want to be in like a superhero movie?
I would love to play like Catwoman.
True.
Zoe Kravitz is playing Catwoman.
No way.
And Robert Pattinson is playing Batman.
No way. That's going to be the best thing ever.
She's so hot. So yeah, she's going to be the best Catwoman ever.
Wow.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What about you? What would you want to be in?
You're like the Fallout.
I'd want to play Mia.
No, I'm kidding.
I feel like that's a hard thing to answer. I feel like
TV show.
TV show? Ooh, okay. I feel like I mean, I love Outer Banks. I feel like Outer Banks is such a...
You would be really good in that show.
Yeah, it's a great show, and I feel like it's just, like, really fun environment, and, like, everyone...
You get to do cool stuff on set, too, right?
Right, yeah, they just... It just looks so much fun, and they improv a lot of it, so I feel like it would be a really cool experience, and also, like, I don't know, I feel like a TV show would just be so fun. But, definitely. I don't know, I mean, I'd be down to be in some Marvel...
Really? You loved the new Spider-Man movie. I liked it a lot, but I wasn't like, I didn't cry like you did.
I'm not really into Marvel movies at all. Like, I haven't seen all of them. Like, my friends have gone from the start to finish.
That's amazing. I would definitely like to do that when I have, like, enough time to just sit down and just bank all of them.
Right.
Like, just binge all of them.
But I've watched the last two Spider-Man movies, and
Zendaya and Tom Holland are so cute. It's ridiculous.
That's why I love it. That's why I love it. And yeah, I cried a lot.
Aww.
Just because, I don't know, I get so connected to characters when I watch a movie. It's just a problem. That's why I feel like, for me, if I was in the fallout, I feel like it would affect me a lot.
Yeah.
So do you think it affected you in a good way or a bad way? Or?
Yeah. I mean, like, look, obviously, like I said, there's a lot of weight to the movie and a lot of depth. But, like, the topic was, you know, it's hard to, like, walk away from that and just, you know, like, not think about it just because it's so intense. And I personally, and obviously you too, like, we were both homeschooled growing up, and we never had a high school experience, but I could just never, like, just imagine the fear every high school student has every day walking into school. Like, mm-hmm. It's such a scary thing. It really is. And it's something that, like, I think about all the time, and I really just, my heart is with anyone who has suffered a tragedy in any way or a loss in any way like this. And I don't know, it's just, it's pretty insane. But I guess too, also, I'm so off topic of what you asked. Your question was, what was your question?
Did it affect you in a good way or a bad way?
Well, I learned a lot. Like, mm-hmm. I also, because you know how my character is like, looks like she has it all together, and then, like, deep down she's, like, super lonely and introverted and feels like she can't really talk to a lot of people, and, like, I can relate to that in a little way. And I feel like I learned that it's okay to, like, not be alone or not feel like you're a burden. Like, it's okay to lean on someone and talk to someone and be open about that stuff. Like, it's hard to do, especially as a teenager, but, like, it's possible. Mm-hmm. And I really learned a lot from my character in that sense. And yeah, I think, like, any one of us that's in this generation are going to go through something, whether it be on a really high level or a little level, but it's like, everyone's feelings are valid and everyone's allowed to heal in their own time, you know? And it's okay to take your time with situations and to go through phases in your life. And yeah, I think that's really important. Also, it's really interesting because in this movie specifically, you see each character kind of cope with their trauma in different ways. Like, if you watch the movie, the character Nick, he chose activism to, like, mm-hmm. move on. Like, he very much, like, made a stand and tried to make a difference and try and prevent this from happening. And it's really important because there are a lot of people who in real life that really choose this route, and it helps them get through it, and they right. make a difference, and it's really impactful to a lot of people. And then there's also people like my character and Jenna's character who, like, you know, either you can lean on someone, or you just don't try and, like, drown it out with other things, you know, by partying or whatever. And it's like, everyone copes with things differently, and everyone's allowed to feel what they need to feel. And things will get better one day. And I think it's like, it's hard to think about that in the bigger picture, but things usually do end up getting better for a lot of people. So hang in there, I would say.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
What did you do to prepare for this role?
Well, I always say I had to do a lot of research. But, like, ultimately, these characters, and I feel like a lot of people could probably say this, but it really didn't feel like crazy amounts of acting, you know, mm-hmm. because, like, these two girls are just teenagers who, like, have, you know, like, fun hangouts, and it's just like, a lot of the scenes that they ended up going with were improv. Like, they chose a lot of us just, like, kind of having fun and doing improv stuff, which mm-hmm. was really cool, because also some of the scenes between us, you know how it feels kind of awkward, but it's like, that's just actually the reality. A lot of high schoolers are, like, awkward. Like, teenagers, we are awkward, and it is awkward meeting new people and just, like, going over to their house at first sometimes. So I feel like that was super realistic. Have you ever had, like, a moment where you're just like, hey, and then you're like, cool, want to come in, and then it's just like
so awkward? Of course.
And then obviously there's an icebreaker usually, but The beginning is always usually hard. I don't know. You're way better at making friends than I am. But
well, no, I feel like it's awkward for me because you know, I have a conversation with someone and then after I'm like, oh shoot, like that was really awkward. Like I feel like I was really awkward.
And you think about it for like a while.
Overthink it. But yeah, I think that's what I loved about the movie so much is you can really tell that you and Jenna have like a really good connection.
Yeah.
And you just like looked natural, you know? Yeah. Obviously it was awkward at times, but I think that was the point.
Totally. Like I am just also awkward. We've come to the realization that I am a little awkward.
But that's why you're you.
That's why
Let it shine, baby.
Oh my God, remember that movie, Let It Shine?
I was just talking about it.
You're like, that's actually Disney the movie.
Listen, I love Let It Shine.
Oh, also back to like wanting to be in movies or a TV show, I would want to be in The Queen's Gambit.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch that show?
No.
You need to watch it.
Listen.
What's your excuse now?
I can't watch a show unless the first episode draws me in. Like
the first episode does draw you in if you're really focusing. Because I know what you mean. Everyone's like, do I really want to watch a show about chess? And then you realize
I don't even know
it's
what
not
it's about.
Even about chess.
What is it about?
It's about her. I mean, obviously it's about chess, but she has an addiction and an addiction problem and like deals with family and deals with she was adopted. Like it's crazy.
I would be interested to watch it. But like same with Grey's Anatomy. Like you were obsessed with it.
But I had to stop after season 13, episode one, because
episode one specifically because someone dies.
Yeah. That show is too hard. You get too emotionally attached and then your favorite character dies. And then you're like, what do I do now?
Or like Gossip Girl, I couldn't get into it.
How? Gossip Girl is so good.
I couldn't get in. There's a lot of shows. I liked Vampire Diaries. Mm-hmm. I liked...
Says the girl, she's like... when she was watching it, I don't know, how old were you? Like 13?
No, I was like 10, 11.
No.
We lived in the dollhouse when I was 11.
Okay. So Kenzie would literally be like, Maddie, come here. There's vampires biting this other person's neck and it's really scary and I need you to come like lay with me while I watch it. I'm like, why don't you just turn it off? You're like, because it's too good and I need to finish it. And I'm like, what? Like,
that was so I used to get really scared.
I know.
Remember when I watched Lights Out?
And now you're a tough girl.
Remember when I watched Lights Out on an airplane? And then I got home and I slept with the flashlight on and you turned it off and I was so mad at you. Do you remember that?
No.
I was crying.
Really? I don't remember that. Remember when we took you to The Conjuring 2 and you literally were watching the previews and Kenzie just gets up and I'm like, where are you going? She's like, mom is outside. She's picking me up. I'm leaving. Like, the movie hasn't even started yet. She's like, I'll see you later.
I still haven't watched the second one. I've watched the first one and the third one.
The second one is so good. That's my favorite one. The third one is, people made it out to be like, oh, this is about to be the scariest one. This is the craziest one. And that one was like my least favorite.
Huh.
We should be movie critics. Are you even focused in our conversation right now? Or are you just taking photos of Ivy?
That's actually not even fair because I was just interviewing you.
Oh, well, I appreciate the interview, Kenzie. This was very fun. And I appreciate you supporting me on the fallout. And I hope everyone, please, I hope you enjoy it. And please go watch it on HBO Max.
It's amazing. I am so proud of you. I'm so proud of everything you've achieved and everything you are going to do.
Thank you.
And you were amazing. And you're always amazing. And everything you do.
You're the best sister
ever. Yeah, guys, go watch it or you're fake.
Okay, goodbye.
Thanks so much for taking 20 with us. If you had fun, please give us 5 stars.
You can follow us on Instagram at Take20Podcast.
Email us at take20@iheartradio.com.
Or you can call us at 844-4-TAKE-20.
See you next time.
Bye.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.